This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a great show lined up for everybody, and we will be focusing a lot on precious metals because I think we all understand this downtrend that we're in, and I think it is important to understand maybe why this downtrend is happening and where it might stop out, and maybe some of the catalysts that we can look forward to driving these metals higher, as well as look forward to summer and understand if it is going to be the summer doldrums again for the precious metals. In the first two segments, I have a relatively new guest on the show with me, but one who I've been reading over his newsletter for the last, let's say, about month now. And if you're a junior mining investor, I highly recommend checking out his newsletter. His name is David Erfle. He is the Junior Mining Junkie. I had David first on the show back a couple weeks ago, and now I'm bringing him on for the first two segments because we're going to, again, look at the precious metals and then talk about some stocks that David follows. So, David, let's first talk about a few catalysts that you have in your mind for the precious metals. Now, we are recording this interview on Wednesday, so a couple of these catalysts are already going to be behind us, but let's first talk about three catalysts: the Fed statement, the non-farms payroll on Friday, and the French election on Sunday. David, since the Fed statement and non-farms payroll on Friday are already behind us when this show airs, please at least take us through what you are looking forward to for these catalysts.
Thanks, Corey, for having me on again. Yeah, I'm looking at these catalysts, and it's very strategic where they're happening. We're so oversold in the sector, and you got three catalysts that can be very influential to the gold price. On Sunday, we got the final French election, which the Macron party has only been in existence for 18 months, but is still leading in the polls. I think Le Pen still has a very good chance of winning, a la coming from behind from the polls, kind of like Donald Trump did here in the U.S. But if she does indeed win, then I think that could be a huge short cover for the miners if they haven't already began being covered by the two catalysts that have already taken place by the time this interview's aired.
Well, it is going to be interesting to see the non-farms payroll because so far after that, I call it pretty disappointing Q1 GDP. We've seen a couple other indicators come out in auto sales and homes that have shown some disappointing results again. So, again, the data that we see out of the U.S. continues to be slow. But, David, let's talk about this downtrend that we're seeing in the metals and currently in silver. We've had 13 down days in a row for silver. This is almost unheard of when you hear about this sort of a streak that the metal is on. What are your comments on why this streak has gone on for so long?
Well, you had the sentiment was really high in the sector, and when the sentiment gets that high, there's usually a sell-off right around the corner, and you also had the shorts loading up, the commercial shorts loading up in silver as well, and it was just ripe for a takedown, being overbought at the time as well. So I like to watch one particular company that I own in my portfolio, and it's called Bear Creek Mining, and it tends to lead the silver price up, and it also tends to lead it down. The share price in Bear Creek the last few months has gone sideways, and the last 3 weeks we've had the silver price go down nearly $2, and Bear Creek Mining is actually going up in relation to the silver price now. So watch that stock. And if that starts to go up before the silver price bottoms, then it's usually a pretty good bet that a silver bottom is right around the corner.
So, David, looking at some of your technical indicators that you watch, where do you see silver stopping out on this current run and getting a bounce?
Well, let's look at the chart here. I think the 1650 level is pretty solid. Right now it's trading right around there, and I don't see it going much lower than 16 on this move. So right around there, I think it's a good safe place for a tradable bottom, but in the long term, it could go a little lower after a bounce. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go down to maybe 15 or so.
Okay, that's interesting. So even if we do get a bounce here, it sounds like you're kind of along the mindset of some of our other technicians that the metals are maybe just going to move sideways in a choppy manner for the rest of summer, for all of summer, I guess I should say.
That would, you know, even though I'm a bull, a strong bull, that would kind of be my hope, because the stronger this base, the more comfortable I would be holding shares for the longer term when the next move starts. Because it's always nice to have a strong base when you have a large move starting to happen.
Well, and when you do look at the long-term charts, it really does look like we're putting in a multi-year base here, which is a sideways move and really setting up a solid launching point, which is good, but I know it can be frustrating for the bulls waiting for that pop to actually happen. But David, let's also talk about what's happening in terms of the shares and in terms of GDXJ. When you and I were talking off mic, you were saying how you think that the announcement by GDXJ to liquidate a lot of their positions, do this rebalancing, is going to be a great buying opportunity for some of these stocks. Can you explain why?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of traders have been front-running this rebalance. So the companies that are being taken out, the juniors that are being taken out and being replaced with a few more mid-tiers and even majors in the GDXJ are being sold off by short selling. So I think a few of these quality names that were in the GDXJ that are being taken out, they're going to have a huge short cover move very soon. So I would just pay very close attention to the fundamentals in your favorite juniors if they happen to be in the GDXJ, and I would buy them based on fundamentals and not worry about what's happening in the charts right now, because eventually they're going to be going up, and they're going to be going up very strong.
Now, is there one way of you deciding exactly when that bottom's going to happen? Because from what Van Eck has said on GDXJ, that this rebalancing is still going to take a couple months.
Yeah, it's very tough. That's why I'm saying just buy them based on fundamentals. Look at their cash position. Look at their management. Look at where they're trading now in relation to where they were trading the last time gold was around this level. And just pretty much hold your nose and buy it, and maybe put in a starter position. And if it goes down 10-15%, buy some more.
So again, take very much a bull market strategy by buying on the dips. Isolate the companies you
Absolutely.
Want. Really build your own GDXJ out of what maybe GDXJ already had inside it, and just buy on the dips. Hopefully you have some cash available, and hopefully buying on the dips and being able to wait a little bit, because you're not thinking that all of a sudden once this rebalancing is done that these stocks are just going to scream higher. It still might take
No.
a little bit of time, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that. And especially with building your own GDXJ, which is what I've done.
Okay. Yeah. And we've heard that from a couple other people. So again, I think this will be a great time over summer. I'm particularly not rushing into a lot of these stocks, but when you look at some of the levels that they're trading at, close to some of the lows they put in back in 2015 and 2016, that's crazy to think that we are down at these levels when the underlying metals prices are that much higher. But David. We're going to talk about some stocks in the next segment, so everybody stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with David Erfley. And David, in this segment, we're going to get into some stocks that you follow. And the stocks that you follow, I want everyone to know, David likes for some fundamental reasons, but then he also watches the technicals very closely to get some better buying opportunities. And the first stock that we're going to talk about is a silver company that you did mention in the last segment, Bear Creek Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BCM. This stock went on, again, a nice run to start off 2017 and even started in, let's say, mid-November of 2016, but has since come back and is, again, coming close to those lows we saw in 2016 at the tail end, not the lows that we saw at the beginning of 2016. The stock is still up, let's call it almost four times from that 50-cent low that it put in early 2016. But David, can you share maybe some of the reasons why you like Bear Creek and what your technicals are telling you?
Sure. Bear Creek is a company that I've been in and out of for quite a while. They have an incredibly large silver deposit in Peru, and they had some problems with another deposit that they had control of, and the government took it away, and now they're waiting for a decision on how much compensation they get for them taking it away. So they've got a lot of things going on with this stock. They've got great management. They've got a really good share structure of, you know, around 100 million shares out. They've got good ownership. They've got about 38 million cash, I think, and it's very tightly held. So I really like this company, but you really have to have a lot of patience with this one because it really needs a higher silver price. The deposit needs a higher silver price, but it does have a really good zinc credit to it also.
Well, what I find interesting about this chart here, David, is that 200-week moving average. Looks like it has bottomed and is actually starting to climb up, so could provide some nice support at around, right now, $1.86. So still maybe a little bit of downside, but again, I am encouraged by this bottoming of this 200-week moving average. But David, what do you have to say? I'm seeing on the weekly chart a little decrease in volume over the last, let's say, 2.5 months. What does that mean to you?
That means to me that tells me that it's sold out. I mean, in those last few months, you've had silver go down quite a bit. And this stock is pretty tightly held. So I think what happens with this stock is it gets sold out first before most of the others, and then it gets bought up first before most of the others when the sector's about to turn.
Okay, interesting comments there, David. Now let's look at Teranga Gold. You just mentioned to me that they're recently doing a rollback, and this has you interested. Please explain why.
Absolutely. I've been waiting for this to happen for such a long time. This is a company that has grown through acquisition, and while they've been growing through acquisition, these acquisitions they've been doing they've been doing them with paper like most of the other companies that have been acquiring. So they built up a share structure that was too high for funds to get involved with the share price. So they had about almost 600 million shares out, and now they're doing a 1-for-5 rollback, so they'll only have a little over 100 million shares out now, and the share price will be over $2. So this will enable funds to come into the stock, and they have a lot of growth potential built into the stock with the recent acquisition they made of an Australian company in Burkina Faso. So I really like this stock. I did really well with it last year. But I sold out of it as the sector started to go down. But now that this rollback has been announced, I will be watching it very closely to maybe take a position pretty soon.
Okay, so Teranga Gold is traded on the TSX exchange under the symbol TGZ. And for everybody in the U.S., TGCDF. David, can you share maybe a couple levels that you're watching, maybe the stock to drop to, that you would then become an interested buyer?
Well, I really like it right here, to tell you the truth, but I'd still like to see what happens with the rollback.
Okay. So you're waiting for to fully get priced down and see where
the moves are. There is an example out there kind of to watch, just to take a look at the chart and see what it did after it rolled back. I'm an owner in this company. It's called Endeavor Mining, and they're a mid-cap producer in West Africa. and they did a rollback, a 1-for-10 rollback in December of 2015, which was a perfect time to do it because that was actually the bottom of the precious metal mining market. And after they did this rollback, the share price just took off.
All right. Well, that will be interesting to watch. Yeah. I appreciate that. And I know a lot of our audience has actually followed Endeavor Mining as well. It's a very good company that, as you mentioned, has done very well. And that rollback actually benefited a lot of the shareholders. Final company that I do want to discuss, and this company is a sponsor to our website, and I do have an editorial coming up with them later in this show, and that is Falco Resources, traded on the Venture Exchange again under the symbol FPC. They've actually bucked the trend and had a very nice April, and even beginning into May, when a lot of the other stocks have actually sold off. What are you seeing in this chart?
Oh, I really like it. This is another one I did really well with last year and sold out of it. But I recently got back in earlier in April when I saw what was going on with the chart. And I sent out to my subscribers on April 9th that I saw the chart was about to break out of a five-month base. And I was thinking it would make a move very similar to another a Cisco-related company that made the same move. That this was Barkerville Gold. It had basically the same chart pattern. It was starting to take off about the same area, and it made a huge move, and turned out that Falco did indeed make this same type of move. At the same time it was breaking out, BMO also put out a new share price target of like $1.80, and it ended up reaching $1.65 in about three weeks. So that was very fortuitous for me and my subscribers.
David, do you think we're going to see a little bit of a pullback here in Falco because of that aggressive move?
We already have. It may even come back to test the breakout at around $1.05 or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised, but I wouldn't expect it to hang around there. This is a very good project with solid ownership and a bunch of cash.
Well, as I mentioned, I will be having Vincent Metcalf on the show to kick off the second hour. So if anybody wants more information on Falco, I highly recommend listening to that interview. Now, David, it's been a pleasure having you on this show and now being more of a regular contributor. As I said, I do very much appreciate and enjoy reading over David's newsletter. It's a great blend of fundamental and technical analysis focused on resource companies. If anybody wants more information, please email me directly and I'll put you in touch with David, or check out Junior Mining Junkie, the newsletter. Thanks for your time, David. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And I have another company update for everybody. The company is Orvista Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AVA. For everybody down in the U.S. on the OTCQB, ARVSF. I have Jean Lafleur, President and CEO, on the line with me. And Jean, I want to quickly recap the drill program that Orvista currently does have underway. It's a total of 30,000 meters. I know from our prior conversations that you have had 3 drill rigs on the property. Can we talk about how that drilling is going, please?
Great. Yes, Corey, no problem. I mean, right now we're into spring breakup in the middle of it, so the 3 drills are still drilling away, and we're basically in areas where the access is a little better. We have some road networks. If you remember early on this winter, we were drilling in areas where there were more swamps and so on, so a little more difficult access. We definitely need the cold weather, lots of snow. So we're in sort of the back 20% of the drilling. We drill about 80% of the program right up to now. It's going to be around 60 drill holes, probably towards the end, 60, 65 drill holes. We've generated more than 13,000 samples for assays, received probably about 60, 65% of them. And there's quite a bit of good, excitable, observable mineralization in the core, so the sulfide mineralization that we're always looking for. So the last 10 holes have been, you know, very exciting to look at for our team, and we're waiting for assays on that. But, look, we're on track for the program.
So, John, just as a quick recap, the company came out with a resource earlier this year that was over 2 million ounces, 2.8 million ounces, in what looks to be, or what you're going down, is this super pit type of design, because it is lower grade, but there is a large area here of continuous minerality. Can you talk about what this drilling that you're currently underway, what you're trying to prove? Is it exploration? Is it filling in some gaps in between some of the current resource? What is it?
Exactly. It's all of the above. I mean, the idea here was to look for additional gold mineralization so we could add to the resources. Another part of the goal was to prove up the model that many of these high-grade zones that we've had in the past historically are connected together, so that would make a much better continuous model. We've done a bit of infill drilling. We've drilled gaps between some of the holes and actually drilled in new areas that, you know, we've extended part of the porphyry mineralization, another 500 meters to the northwest, which we've had grade in it. So it's all about this, and, you know, we're looking at sort of combined gold massive sulfide targets that are very close to the gold mineralization, so we've tested some of those. So it's sort of a mishmash of drilling, basically to increase the ounces, eventually try to prove up the minimum that we're looking for, that 5 million ounces. I think that's the objective. We're all set on that objective. Nothing's changed there. But, yeah, so we're on track for that program.
So, Jean, this project and where your drilling is happening in Quebec, in a very busy jurisdiction. We all know, or I think a lot of resource investors understand, all the drilling that the Osisko team is doing up in the Abitibi region. And from some of my conversations with them, as well as with some other companies, I understand that these assay labs are backlogged right now. A lot of these labs laid off a lot of people during the downturn, and all of a sudden they were slammed with all kinds of drill core. What have you been hearing from these labs regarding the turnaround time that we should expect?
Right. I mean, it's significant. I mean, generally in drilling, you can get sort of a 2-week turnaround time. Now we're looking at 6 to 8 weeks of turnaround time. So all of us as a group of explorers in Quebec are looking at alternatives. Maybe a second lab, a secondary lab, a tertiary lab will help us in the prep outside the province. Some of the companies are looking to set up their own prep labs on site. There's a significant cost to that. But if you're drilling, if you have major drill campaigns, it might be worth it. But like I say, we're talking to them. Everybody is trying to get a handle on timing. And if we can get down to the 4 weeks, I think we'd be very happy. And we're sort of seeing that right now. So, look, it's a good sign. It'll take us obviously a bit longer to get all our assays, but I'm not too worried. Things will get done over the course of the next month to 2 months.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm looking forward to, is when these drill results start to come out. And as you mentioned, the drilling is underway and a lot already has been completed. Now it's just in the hands of the assay labs to turn those results and that data around. Now, Jean, we have chatted about the benefits of working in Quebec a number of times, with the funds that deal in Quebec and the money, essentially, that Quebec gives you back for doing work there. But one thing we haven't talked about are the First Nations groups. You sent me an email that said you've had some meetings with these First Nations groups. Can you explain to our audience and even to me what these First Nations groups are concerned about and what they're interested in some of your meetings?
Their main concern is access to the land. Obviously, it's Crown land, but in every jurisdiction in Canada, the First Nations are looking for what are companies doing, whether it's you're in the timber industry, whether you're mining industry, exploration. So they're looking for some comfort, saying, okay, these are the programs that we're doing. What do we plan to actually physically do? Many of them don't understand the process of drilling, doing geophysical work, core sawing, prep for drilling. So we're getting many of the First Nations community, the Algonquin community that's in our territory, to come on site to have a look. We've hired 3 people on the technical side to help us out. We're training people. So the idea is to keep them informed on a monthly basis. They're intimately involved in the permitting process for exploration drill holes, obviously for more advanced projects too. So our biggest thrust right now is keeping them informed, telling us all about our logistics, and at some point, as the breakup goes and summer comes around, they'll come and visit the property and look around and just see, what we are actually doing. And I think that's very important for companies working in the areas to keep them informed. And usually it's done very amicably. They tell us about some of their, concerns and so on. But like I say, we're a very open company. I truly believe in sustainable development for the local individuals, whether it's the First Nation communities or the towns and cities around. So everybody will get a chance to look at the project, see what we're doing, and obviously jobs will come over time.
All right. Well, it is important to keep everybody, especially the locals and the natives, involved in what the company is doing. As a final point here, John, talk about the cash situation in the company. How are you sitting compared to what you still have planned and maybe through the end of the year?
I think right now we're standing at about $2 million total. We have sufficient funds to complete the bulk of the program. We may stop just a bit before 30,000 meters because right now we've tested all the targets that we wanted to test. So we're up at about 24,000 meters. So any extra drilling right now is basically to look at extensions of some of the intersections we've done. So we may stop it just before because it's breakup, because we're delays in assays, but it doesn't take away from compiling all this information, interpreting it, reporting on it, and just to get ready for the next campaign as we get into summer, much drier conditions, sometimes better access. So I look forward to putting out new results and just telling people what we have.
And I look forward to seeing what those results are because, John, it is a company that I'm very interested to see what happens. A lot of historical data that you guys have filtered through and a large drill program that's underway that we're going to start to see what's coming out of that drilling. So exciting times ahead when those assay labs turn that information around. John, thank you for your time. If anybody has more questions for John, please feel free to email me directly, fleck@kereport.com. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. This is a replay of our Monday market wrap because there was a new guest that joined me on the show, Chris Kimball. He is a chartist who I've been following for a while, and I really did want everybody to listen to what he had to say because he will be coming back on the show on a more regular basis. So again, everything that we are referring to is from the Monday market close, but please take a listen. Let me know what you think of Chris. Welcome in to our daily market wrap here on the KE Report, and a special daily market wrap because I have a new guest on the line with me, and a guest that I have been following along with his charts for well over a year now, and I'm really excited to have this individual on the show. His name is Chris Kimball. He runs the website KimballChartingSolutions.com. I will be posting a link to his website for everybody to go and check out his services. But before we get into some of the charts that we're going to cover, Chris, you were recently just named the Chart Artist of the Year from StockTwits, the website, which I also follow along on that website. So big congratulations goes out to you. And just as an introduction for our audience, anybody who has not been following along with you, can you please just give us a brief little background on how you got into charting?
Hey, Corey, thanks for being on the show today. I wanted to say you do a terrific job. And, Corey, I got into the financial planning business in the early 80s, and one of the things that we'll talk about that you'll post on your website is I was fortunate to become friends, and my mentor was a guy by the name of Sir John Templeton. And if any of your readers happen to part of that name sounds familiar, there's the Franklin Templeton Funds in the States, and Sir John is one of the most successful mutual fund managers, you know, in the history of America. And as I was sharing with you earlier, you know, Corey, that the Dow really struggled from the mid-60s to the early 80s, and I got into the business in 1980, and one thing I noticed is that Sir John had averaged 15% a year during the time that the market was flat, and so that caught my attention a lot. And one of the things, Sir John has since passed and a few years ago, and I really wish he was alive today, but one of the things that I promised I would continue to do as long as I was still fogging a mirror, Corey, was, you know, he set me down and said, you know, Chris, other than the Bible, there's one investment book that I learned the most from and in all of my life. And I mean, keep in mind, you know, everyone, that this was like the first billionaire in America solely off of investing. So this guy's got a lot of credentials. So the book is called The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And I was discouraged, Corey, when he first told me about this. This was in the late 90s because I found out at that time the book was a couple hundred years old. And I thought, you know, during the Internet bubble, how could how could some book a couple hundred years old, you know, be worthy of reading and valuable today? And Sir John said, well, Chris, I believe that if we could live another 300 or 400 years, this book would still be just as valuable because it's about how human beings interact in the fear and the greed. And one of the things I'll finish with this here is I always have asked audiences when I've spoke, would you pay more for a single tulip bulb, just one bulb, than your house? And this, you most likely a lot of people have heard of the tulip mania, you know, in Holland, but that's one of the chapters in this book. And so I would encourage people, you can get it off of Amazon, or the availability today is easy. But for people that are, you know, enjoy investing, Corey, I'd really suggest to go out and read this book, because it'll probably make you look at news headlines and different things differently, you know, forever.
Now let's talk about this concept, because I find this very interesting. You did send me a picture and even a signature that John Templeton wrote to you in this book, but just the title, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. So essentially what this is considering is how euphoric people can get and how almost caught off guard by chasing the crowd, right? Some people, as much as I think most people would like to say that they are individual thinkers, it's hard to sometimes ignore this almost frenzy that can come with inside the markets and with this groupthink in terms of crowd size. Care to discuss this here, Chris?
I agree with you completely, Corey. I mean, one of the things that I find fascinating is I believe there's a man by the name of Sir Isaac Newton that found, you know, some would say he's the father of gravity. But he also learned a lot about financial gravity, Corey, in a kind of a sad way. In this book, The Popular Delusions in the 1700s, there was a country called Europe that had a new shipping company, and it was going to go to this foreign land called America. And they were selling shares of the South Sea Shipping Company. And bless his heart, but the story reads that Sir Isaac, invested the vast majority of his family's monies in this one company. And I've got a chart of the darn thing, and you know, lo and behold, it fell like 90-95% in just a couple of years. I've always kind of wondered if he discovered the financial gravity first or second, you know, over regular gravity. This stuff's been going on for a long time. That's what this book helps people with.
This actually ties in perfectly to the first chart we're going to talk about, because you sent me this chart that talks about essentially the inverse VIX chart, where you actually managed to get your subscribers in pretty much right before this downward spike on the actual VIX, but therefore an upward spike on the inverse VIX. And it, again, talks to the sentiment in the crowds. And I think today is a great example of what we're seeing, because the VIX currently just dropped below 10 points on the volatility index. This is, to me, albeit a little bit crazy, because it's showing how much investors are, again, just going all in into the markets. But taking us through your chart, Chris, can you teach us or tell us how you managed to play this spike downward in the VIX?
Sure, Corey. And as you mentioned, the inverse of that in the States is an ETF called XIV. So it's the polar, not exactly, I should say the polar opposite, because the VIX, it's the mother lode of volatility. And the XIV, even though it's not intended to, it just trades as a percentage of that. But anyway, 2 weeks ago today, on a Monday morning, Corey, the VIX prior to that had fallen almost 20%. So in other words, as the XIV had fallen, fear had ramped up. So we had witnessed this really large rally in fear, which pushed XIV down. It was one of the largest rallies in fear on less than, I believe it was a 2% decline in the S&P 500. So it was really an unusual that it would appear historically that it got out of whack. And so as we looked at the chart on XIV, the decline had brought it down to a 5-year support line, plus 3 other support lines had come into play that we call, or we search for, clusters of support. So the ingredients were there. There was 4 potential support points. A large decline had taken place. Relative momentum was over oversold, and we had seen this one of the largest, you know, rallies in fear. And it does go back, Corey, you're right, to the Popular Delusions book. And so we went in and bought this volatility tool. And it's not, it wasn't that we were bullish or bearish on the markets. It was just a situation in the vehicle that we liked. And it's nice to be lucky. We've gotten lucky and blessed. It's up almost 20% in the last 2 weeks. But that's the kind of thing that can happen when you can get emotions that get out of whack. And I do have to say it's credit to Sir John and the Popular Delusions book, you know, Corey, that has helped me kind of see this stuff. Because, like, I was on an airplane giving talks in 2007, and in the newspaper in the States called the USA Today, on the front page, Corey, was an article that 50% of all new home sales in the States were second homes. And because of having the Popular Delusion, I can't get it out of my system, I just, you know, go and read that. That was just, it never happened in America. And so when we think of extremes, then what did follow that, you know, was a housing crisis. And so that's why I advocate or suggest for people to, hey, go read this book, because I think it can make you see headlines in a way that can be really productive for your bottom line and your decision making.
Now, there are some other charts that I want to talk about here, Chris, that I think all tie in with what we're talking about. And what it feels like we're talking about is, again, this herd mentality almost moving blindly into the markets. And you shared with me some charts on the S&P 500, the bank index, the Russell 2000. All of these are showing a very nice uptrend. They've all been uptrending since you go back to 2000 on some of these charts. You go back to 2008 for the S&P. So we are seeing nice uptrend on all of these, but we're seeing them all test this upper resistance. And to combine with what we're seeing in these indexes and these charts, again, this was the market close on Monday. So if anybody wants to see the charts that Chris and I were referring to, please check out that posting, and there you will see pretty much everything that Chris and I went over, some great charts for you to consider.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.